We begin this morning by welcoming in District 42 Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson, joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How'd your week go last week?
It went very good. Thank you very much.
Glad to hear. A lot going on in our community, a lot going on kind of on the legislative front, somewhat on the back burner. So I want to dive on in and talk about a couple of your colleagues coming here to our wonderful community today, including Congressman Flood, formerly of the Nebraska legislature as soon as this past session, and the great Lou Ann Linehan and Elliot Bostar stopping at the North Platte Airport today on a statewide tour.
Yes, they're making the tour and talking about a couple of initiatives, and so I think they're really focused on voter ID and needing to the push for that, and that is on the ballot. And I think, again, it's somewhat fundamental that when you look at you need an ID to do almost everything but except vote. And that has always been kind of strange to me, and I think many others. And so there is that push to get that on the ballot. It's on the ballot, and now let's get it past the finish line.
And then Amendment 1 also going to be discussed, too, the fundings for airports. This is obviously within your wheelhouse, Senator Jacobson, serving as the chair of the Airport Authority for a number of years prior to your appointment to the legislature.
Yeah, that's correct. This was really a bill that was brought by Suzanne Geist was promoting it significantly because she's a senator from Lincoln. This was really kind of focused on the Lincoln Airport, as many of you know. You got the state capitol, and then you've got Omaha, roughly 50-some miles away. And the Lincoln Airport really is dwarfed by the Omaha Airport in terms of flights and direct flights and so on. And as you know, it's critically important if you want to grow your city, you've got to be able to be accessible, and you got to be accessible by air. So it's one thing to be on the interstate, but for major companies to have their headquarters in your city, they want to be able to get on a nonstop direct flight and go from wherever their city is, and generally it's on the coast, and they want to be able to fly directly at destination in the morning, and they want to be able to have an evening flight where they can get back home that night.
Sure.
And that's pretty important to locating companies. It's also, just as a side note, if you're recruiting Husker football players, if you can fly them directly into Lincoln and directly back that evening, it also makes it easier for recruiting.
Sure.
So what this bill really is doing is allowing cities, and it's a constitutional amendment, which allows a city to directly use incentives to attract airlines to your city. And so that's really what it's about. And when you really look at what impact air service, quality air service has on your town, it's really important that we have all the tools and toolbox available to attract them. And as we look at what's going on here in North Platte, there's some value there as well, because we are an EAS airport, means it's an essential air service airport. So there are subsidies from the federal government to provide air service here. But if you can have that local additional subsidy available, I'm not saying you're going to use it, but available if we needed to, it's going to be pretty important that we be able to continue to have quality air service that SkyWest is offering today to be able to bring companies in here as we continue to see expansion with sustainable beef, the rail park, and other industries that will locate here in North Platte. They're going to want to get access on a daily basis with their company execs wherever they may be.
And I don't think people realize enough for the North Platte Airport as well how often this is used by people throughout the 42nd Legislative District and even beyond.
Oh, that's exactly right. And when you start looking at where the other airports are at, there's no question everyone throughout District 42 generally uses this airport simply because you've got jet service directly to Denver and then from Denver anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And so that's really the focus, and it's critically important. If you can draw people into this trade center, then there's going to be other commerce that takes place. I've often told people throughout the district when they've mentioned, well, you live in North Platte, do you really care about the other communities in the district? And the answer is absolutely yes. Number one, things that happen in North Platte, positive things that happen here in North Platte, are positive for everyone in the district as you get more retail, air service, medical. And then the other thing is that we then all have that ability to go out into satellite locations. The hospital, for example, has satellite locations throughout the district. Mm-hmm. And so you can have you don't have to travel so far if you have regular appointments. Say you've got physicians that are there on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or whatever, and you don't have to make the trip to North Platte. So it's available because we have that regional medical center here.
Senator Jacobson, the other thing I want to talk to you a little bit about this morning as well is several of your colleagues, including Western Nebraska colleague Steve Erdman, are calling for a legislative investigation into the Nebraska Department of Education. What do you know about this, and what can you share with us about this at this point?
I really haven't done a lot of research on that. I'm not familiar with all the details. I read the same headlines that you have in terms of researching it, but I probably can't comment really beyond that because I've not seen any of the other specifics.
Several senators involved with this mentioned Steve Erdman, but Steve Hollerin from the Hastings area, an individual that I really enjoy watching on the legislative floor. He's so well-spoken, and Senator Hollerin, too, does a lot of research.
Yes, he does. I think those two are very ultra-conservative Republican senators. I worked with them throughout the legislative session. I've known Senator Hollerin for many years, because I, you know, my farms are down in Clay County, and sure. Hastings is just next door, and so I got to meet Steve several years ago, and have known him and worked well with him in the legislature this year as well.
Seems like a really good guy. I've not got to meet him personally,
but he really is. One thing about Steve is very short, and he in stature, and he always makes fun of himself. And of course, when I stand next to Steve, he's looking up at me and talking to me about it. You know,
you're 7 feet tall standing next to Senator Hollerin.
He's mentioned that several times, and so it's kind of funny because he takes it all in fun and makes a joke of it every time you see him. And so he's definitely vertically challenged, but makes light of it.
Now, speaking of your colleagues in the Nebraska legislature, Senator Jacobson, a couple weeks ago, I was off last week, as many folks know, last Monday, but I believe it was the weekend before that, several of your colleagues that are running for other offices throughout the state of Nebraska were here in North Platte, including our great Republican Attorney General candidate, Speaker of the Nebraska Legislature, Mike Hilgers. Several other of your colleagues in attendance at that event as well, including yourself as candidate for District 42 on the ballot. But looking ahead to the upcoming legislative session, there's going to be a lot of changes potentially in leadership positions, especially if people like Speaker Hilgers are elected to the offices they're running for.
Oh, that's correct. And I did have the opportunity. Speaker Hilgers and I really were good friends before I was appointed to the legislature. And then he took very good care of me along the way, ensured that my seat would remain next to his, made sure that I kept the office that Senator Groney had before, which was really handy so that I wouldn't be a long ways away from the chamber. So Speaker Hilgers, again, wonderful guy, very good leader. It was interesting when I was first appointed. I immediately left from the swearing-in ceremony to his speaker's office, along with several of the other conservative senators, including Senator Linehan and Suzanne Geist and others. And it was interesting discussing with them kind of the lay of the land. And I can tell you that Speaker Hilgers is someone who has endorsed my candidacy and has been incredibly supportive, and further included me in the group that was doing some planning for next year. And so even though he will likely be the Attorney General, there was a lot of concern about what do the leadership positions look like, and they were very interested in knowing what committees I would be interested in and whether I had any interest in leadership roles. And I made it pretty clear to them that I was really more focused on what committees could best benefit this district. And so I was not really necessarily looking at the banking committee because I think I can help them from afar. And I also told them I had no interest in being a chairman, that even as a redshirt freshman, if you're going to be effective in the legislature, which I want to continue to be, I think you need to go in there, earn your stripes, show the value, and those leadership positions come over time. And I think they come after you earn them and earn the respect of everyone there. And so a lot of my focus that first the 30 days I was there was really to establish respect among the rest of my colleagues.
Sure.
And to really establish myself, and also make it clear that I'm interested in supporting this district, and the bills that I'll be supporting will be those that support District 42 in western Nebraska as a general rule, and rural Nebraska.
I think you brought up something really good there I want to touch on a little bit more, Senator Jacobson, because a lot of us don't understand the layout of the Nebraska legislature, but we need to remind folks that Senator Groney was a senior down at the Nebraska legislature, was part of the committee that assigned other senators to different committees as well, had a senior office, if you will, as well, and that hot seat, too, next to the Speaker of the legislature. So it's huge, in my opinion, that even though we dropped you in on a treadmill going about 80 miles an hour, you were able to keep your office, keep the office that Senator Groney had, and most importantly, keep that seat on the legislative floor next to the Speaker.
Well, and I can tell you that Speaker Hildreth told me, he said that he had to have 10 senators that reached out to him and all wanted that particular seat, and he says,
"Oh, I can imagine."
He said, "No, that's not going to happen." He said, "Senator Jacobson's going to sit next to me, and that's just the way it's going to be. Nobody's going to change. We've got 30 days left. Let's just stay focused on getting through the session." And it served me very, very well, because I was able to sit next to him on my right. And Suzanne Geis sat in front of me, and I really had a great relationship with her.
It's a good spot to be in, too, being
dropped yes.
in. It kind of slows the treadmill down from 80, maybe closer to 60.
Yes, it was funny. She was really great to work with. And then Senator Friesen was to my left and in front of me, and we own our farms are a couple miles from each other down in Clay County.
And
so we're neighbors, and so we'd known each other. And so I really enjoyed the people that I was sitting with, and it was kind of fun every morning to get there and visit with that group and, you know, exchange some pleasantries. And Senator Friesen and I were talking generally about the markets, and it was probably one of the good things is that I had some old crop corn left and still in the bin, and normally I would have sold it earlier. And so it was probably the value of serving in the legislature is I didn't have time to go haul the corn, so I didn't sell it, and the market continued to go up. So if there was a benefit to being down there, it probably helped me get a better price for my corn.
District 42, Nebraska State Senator Mike Jacobson joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning. And Senator, you mentioned a moment ago in talking about the upcoming legislative session, what committees do you feel would benefit the 42nd Legislative District to have our senator sit on?
Well, I've been really kind of locked on transportation and telecommunications, which Senator Geist, Suzanne Geist, will likely be the chair of. Senator Friesen was the chair of it this last year. Mm-hmm. With the UP Railroad here, and also with broadband being so important, that's, I think, a very, very important committee. I think everyone working at the railroad understands that I'm in their camp. And I think probably the UP execs and the Burlington execs are a little nervous because they know that I'm someone who went there to get things done. And I'm going to be very supportive of my constituents out here, which are the workers at the UP. And I would also say that broadband is so critically important. And there's a lot of dollars, a lot of federal dollars that are going to be coming into the state. And I can tell you, we're going to have one shot at getting the planning done right and getting broadband adequately dispersed in this part of the state. And if we miss, the next round of funding could be a long time down the road. So we've got to be laser focused on getting this broadband program done right. And so that's where I see a huge need. Now, I'd also tell you that I sit on the hospital board. I see firsthand some of the issues that are out there in terms of healthcare and some of the challenges that we have. We need more healthcare providers. The reimbursement rates are not sufficient for long-term viability of rural hospitals. We're seeing rural nursing homes that have closed because they don't have providers.
Including some in your district.
Including Mullen in particular, a classic example. And there will be many more if we can't fix that problem. And so I'm very focused on what needs to be done there. I think it's a combination of reducing regulation. Having an RN there 24/7 is not feasible. Mm-hmm. We've got to look at telehealth. I think we also need to look at reimbursement rates for those rural facilities. We've got to be able to make sure that our seniors can stay here as long as they can in their home, and if they have to go into a nursing home facility, that they can do it in one that's nearby.
Who's most likely to be some of the individuals on that committee that Senator Groney was last session assigning who's going to be on what committee, Senator Jacobson? Do you know?
Oh, that, I haven't really focused on that group. The Committee on Committees will I will not be a part of that. I would not intend to be. That's generally a senior leadership group. Senators have been there for a long time.
Sure.
But I think probably the big thing when you start looking at the committees, you have to understand that what days do those committees meet. For example, the Appropriations Committee meets every day. So they're a five-day-a-week committee. Although it's prestigious to be on the Appropriations Committee, that's not something that really excites me because I'd like to be more involved in legislation. You're going to miss a lot of floor votes.
Sure.
Simply because you're going to be in committee meetings if you're on Appropriations. Then a number of the other committees, I know Senator Groney was on three committees, so I took over on his three committees, which was Ag, Natural Resources, and General Affairs. So those committees did not meet every day, and some of them just met twice a week. Mm-hmm. And so you have to look at your committee structures in terms of what days do they meet so that you're not on committees that conflict in terms of meeting times.
Sure, balancing the schedule.
So exactly. But I start looking at a couple of others. Health and Human Services is really a thankless committee. It's one that I am giving some consideration to, largely because I'm seeing the problems here with that Region 2 is experiencing. I'm seeing the problems that the hospital's experiencing and other health providers are finding. And that is a very, very difficult job on HHS committee because the Department of Health and Human Services is a massive, massive organization here in Nebraska with hundreds of employees. And it's so far flung, and yet there are issues that we're experiencing here that are probably going to originate. The fixes are going to originate in HHS. So I am giving some consideration to that as well. And obviously I have some interest on revenue. Transportation and telecommunications and revenue fit well together because those committees meet on different days, but I'm certainly not locked on those.
Is it likely that Senator Linehan will chair the Revenue Committee again, you feel?
Yes, I believe so.
I'd be kind of surprised if she didn't at this point.
Correct.
Senator Jacobson, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, again, I would just mention that last week we talked a little bit about the Bovee fire up in Thedford, and I know there's been some discussion about what's going to be the future. I've had a number of people reach out to me. I want to make it very clear that I am in the camp of rebuilding. I know there have been some, even involved with the 4-H organization, suggesting that maybe we need to rethink rebuilding it. I am firmly in the camp that we do need to rebuild it. They do have some fire insurance, so there will be some insurance proceeds which would allow them for some matching funds, but this is something I think is critically important to the region. I think particularly when you look up in Thomas County, the facility itself was actually located in Thomas County.
Mm-hmm. Within your district.
It is in the district, and it's something that people across the state have that are either 4-H'ers, parents that have been 4-H'ers, their children have gone there, RILA camps, all the different organizations that have meetings there. I think it's a vital resource, and this is, again, one of those cases where we need to get dollars. If this was in Lincoln or Omaha, nobody would think twice about rebuilding it.
Exactly. I think you bring up a really good point there.
So I think, again, people understand that I came down there with a mission, and that's why I'm there, and I plan to make a difference and continue to make a difference going forward. This would be one of those.
Senator Jacobson, if folks want to get in contact with you as our District 42 Nebraska State Senator, how can they do so, sir?
Sure. Well, they can email me at mjacobson@leg.ne.gov, or they can give me a phone call at area code 402-471-2729. And either Joe or Christina will be there to answer your call and relay it on to me. And so, again, if there's any issues, we have an open-door policy. We'd love to hear from you.
Senator Jacobson, as always, we appreciate the time and the transparency. Look forward to seeing you in the studio again next week, sir.
Thank you.